Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring this beautiful country of America, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
Once again, it's sounding like a broken record, but it's a good broken record. We're here in beautiful Galveston, Texas at Jamaica Beach RV Resort. This is episode 49.
And today we are so excited to be sitting down with our friends Steve and Tammy, fellow full-time RVers from Texas, to talk about their RVing adventures. And this is going to be great, y'all. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. We are so excited to have you joining us again for another episode as we sit down with friends. And once again, these friends, we've known you guys for a while now. Welcome, Steve and Tammy, to the podcast.
Howdy.
And I guess as we introduce them, and I'm going to let them tell you, you know, what they travel in and everything. But we first met these folks, gosh, I guess it was back in 2019. Mm-hmm. We were new to full-time RVing. One of our first stops that year was we went to our first rally, which was an Escapees Texas chapter,
right.
The Alamo chapter of Escapees. They were also there.
We had Grammy Kay also.
Grammy Kay with us. Yes.
That was in Jefferson City, I believe.
Yeah. I believe you're right. Yes. Yeah. And tons of fun. Had a great time. And you know, we've been chatting ever since. So you never know who you're going to meet, you know, out there on the road.
Right.
So, so why don't we begin by y'all telling folks what you travel in?
Oh, my. Okay. We've got a 2019 fifth wheel, and it's a Grand Design Solitude S-Class. And we've had it 5 years, but we've been full-timing four and a half years. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was a learning curve to start out with, and finally got used to it and got the right truck to pull it, all that kind of thing. And so we've been having the time of our life for the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, wow. There you go. So what truck do you pull it with, Steve?
Well, we've got a 2018 Dodge, or not Dodge, but it's a Ram 3500 dually.
Okay.
And it took us, I don't know, Tammy, what would you say, 6 months or more to pick out the rig and the truck.
We had to get the truck first so that we could pull the rig home.
Okay, that makes sense.
Very good.
Sure.
Because when we first started looking into this, we had a 2002 Dodge Ram that was a 2500, and we looked at campers, and we wanted a fifth wheel, and the guy told us, nope, that truck won't pull it. So we said, okay, let's get a travel trailer, see if we think we can do this, and that way then we'll start the process of, you know, getting the truck and then the trailer.
Well, right. I like so that because they did tell you that it couldn't pull it.
Right. I thanked him so much.
Right.
We used him when we bought this, too. So we bought the rigs off the same guy.
Sure.
We've heard stories, nightmare stories, mm-hmm. the salesman wanting to sell rigs,
yes,
but not telling the people that
right.
that Ford F-150 is not going to pull that, you know, 36-foot.
Yeah. We looked at this specific model of fifth wheel, and we knew that's what we wanted. And we went to the Austin RV show in the convention center.
Yeah.
And actually, when we were looking at purchasing this, they wanted to know what kind of tow vehicle we had, mm-hmm. and what year it was and all that. And we actually filled out a green sheet, mm-hmm. of the VIN number.
Oh, wow.
And we fell in love with that RV dealership out of Buda. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they really had everything that we wanted, and they checked our vehicle to make sure it could pull this.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is that dealership? Because they sound fantastic.
Crestview.
Okay.
And it was, you know, Mike.
What? We've heard other folks, too, mm-hmm. that have had great buying experiences. Mm-hmm.
Crestview is in Buda, but they also have another one up in North Austin.
They've
somewhere.
Got one in Waco, and there's another. They've got three, I think, now.
Actually, we purchased this fifth wheel at the show.
It wasn't at the show, but we knew. We had went and looked at it.
Yeah, it was on their lot.
Yeah, it was on their lot.
Oh, gotcha. But it's probably better it wasn't at the show, because then you didn't have everybody in there pushing buttons and everything.
Right.
So we actually...
What year was that? Do you remember what year?
I think it was the year you guys were there.
I was going to say, it sounds like it mm-hmm. had to be about the same year we were at the Austin RV Expo.
Well, it would have been 2019, because we bought it in... Yeah.
We presented
in January.
Yeah, we
that's
were
a nice
there.
Show.
February. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice show.
That's why we're not going to any more shows.
We did go to the one in Houston last year just for something to do. And we thought, you know, if something would happen to this, what are we going to replace it with? Because they don't make this model anymore.
Oh, okay.
And they don't make the S-Class. It's gone to an Influence line now. So we looked at some of those, and we didn't like them. They
isn't that
so
interesting?
So much cheaper.
Wow.
And we thought, you know, if something happens to this, we don't know what we're going to do.
Right.
You know, we didn't really see anything there that we really liked.
Isn't that says, though, that you've got the right rig for you?
Yes. Yeah.
It took us a while to pick the rig, and since we knew we were going full-time, that one of the things we had to have was gross vehicle weight.
Yes.
Because we knew everything that we had was going to be in here.
Right.
Yep. For sure.
This rig has 4,475 cargo capacity.
Nice.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know what Steve's talking about, cargo carrying capacity is the amount of weight that you can carry in your RV. Now, for us, it's even more critical because the cargo carrying capacity has to include us, because we're in it when it's going down the road.
Right.
But on a fifth wheel, it's as you're traveling down the road. So most people don't even think to look at that. It's usually on it's on the yellow sticker that's usually by the door or something, and it's something that everybody should check out before they buy, because it's so important.
Oh, it's absolutely important. And then when we had the rig and had what was left of our belongings once we went full time.
Going from a 3,000 square foot house down to, 300, 400 square foot.
That's
a
big change, yes.
We took the rig to the Escapees Park in Livingston, and they weighed it by each tire.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we know exactly how much weight's on each tire. And, of course, I kid Tammy that anything that comes into the rig, something has to leave.
Yeah, that's right.
it's true.
We kind of failed on that a little bit now. But
right. But, yeah, I mean, we've had this rig. No real major issues with it. We've had a couple of breakdowns we had to fix, but that's not bad. We've got about 27,000 miles on the rig.
Nice.
Are these the original tires that came with it?
No.
So what did y'all replace it with? Because that's always a pretty critical thing when you're talking about.
We started out with
tow behinds.
G Westlake tires.
G-rated.
And when we got ready to replace them at about the five-year mark, then we went with Saillon tires, the same load rating. And we put those on, and we actually had to go to a semi-truck place to get them mounted, because the sidewalls are so stiff.
Wow.
Regular car dealerships couldn't mount them.
He took them off in the campground, did one side at a time, took both tires off, and then went to the place to have them, you know, change them out.
And so far, those tires have been great. I mean,
unfortunately, we only had them about a year and a half when we had the leaf spring break, and we ended up replacing all four of them again.
Oh, no.
Just to be safe, because we had lost a lot of rubber.
I was hoping you wouldn't go there.
That's not a memory that Steve wants to relive.
But, you know, but that is part of the journey.
Yes,
absolutely.
Let's face it, we can't sugarcoat it to where we say we never have issues. Are issues. Right.
We just really lucked out last year was the first time that we'd really had these issues. I mean, we'd traveled, you know, all out west twice and not had any issues.
Yeah.
So
we put those tires on when we took our western trip, and that was 9,600 miles, I think, right before we took that trip. And they performed great. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have a tire pressure management system that keeps track of all the tire temperatures.
Important.
Strongly recommend that.
Absolutely.
Well, it saved us on the trip down here.
Well, and if
that's right. That's right, because y'all were on your way down here to Galveston.
Right.
And your tire pressure monitoring system is what alerted you that you had a problem.
Exactly. One of the brakes on the right front tire stuck. And the tire pressure management system was showing us the temperature was going up on the tire as well as the pressure. And when it got too high, I said, oh, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right, for sure.
And I kept looking at that. And by the time we actually got the rig off the road into a Bucky's parking lot, the temperature, I have a laser thermometer.
Yep.
And I shot the rim, and the rim was over 200 degrees.
Oof.
Wow.
And so we had to let the thing cool down just a little bit before I could deal with it. But the TPMS warned us that something was going on.
Otherwise, you would not have known otherwise. You would have kept driving.
And you would have had a blowout.
Oh, yeah.
There's eventually. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the Gulf Freeway on the way here.
Yeah, on the Gulf Freeway.
And if you're not familiar with the Gulf Freeway, that is the connection between Houston and Galveston, the primary connection, the Interstate 45. And it's been under construction longer than I've been alive.
We'll say every week.
Which,
down
since
there.
I'm just 20, isn't that long. But... yeah, there are areas there where you cannot get over. There are some areas where you've got, because of the construction, concrete barricades on both sides, right up against the lanes. There is no shoulder.
Well, pretty much where they were at, where they pulled off at Bucky's, for about another 10 to 15 miles, there is no emergency on either lane on either side. It is so...
yeah. Thank and lots God. Of traffic.
And lots of traffic.
And thank
yes.
God you paid attention to that. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to have these safety devices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, the other thing that's miraculous about you guys is Steve can work on anything. I mean, not me. That's not me. But, I mean, you did it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I carry some spare parts for the truck and the rig. And I just happen to have a spare brake assembly.
Just happened.
Just happened to have.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if anybody's ever changed brake shoes, the old drum brakes, knows that messing around with the springs and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of bad. So the whole assembly, I just carry a right and a left, and you got five nuts. You cut two wires. You take the whole thing off. You put a whole brand new one on. You splice two wires, and you're done.
Voila.
Plug and play.
Wow. And by the time, I had no idea it'd be that easy. I mean, that's amazing.
We had to wait till it cooled down a little bit, and I had great big gloves on it because it was hot. And so we waited to cool down just a little bit. But all in all, I think by the time I got it off the road, assessed what the problem was, had it fixed, and we're back on the road again.
It was about an hour and a half.
Wow.
And we did go in and talk to the manager in Bucky's and let him know what was going on, that we were parked back behind the store. He said, oh, no problem. Said, if you have to spend the night, you know, go ahead. We won't have you towed.
Wow.
Because we know
that's
about
awesome.
It.
Nice.
So, right. We love Bucky's,
we do
obviously.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the more that you can at least diagnose problems that you have along the road, you know maybe where to get spare parts
you're
from
right.
or where you can get it repaired at. It's not just a flat tire. It's more more in-depth problem.
Right. And you know what? You're so right. We carry a lot of spare parts as well, because you never know. Sometimes you might be in a situation that you didn't expect, that the problem is not getting someone there to help you, but it's getting the part
exactly
right.
to... that you need, because these parts come in all different shapes and sizes, and you got to have something that's right for your specific rig.
You guys ran into that with your front right tire with your...
That's right. We had a blowout on the front right tire, but luckily we had the retrobands on there.
Exactly.
And they saved us, and so, I mean, that was nice to have in the... And so for people, so they know what Stacy's talking about, spare parts for us... are usually engine related, you know. So
for the motorhome,
serpentine belts,
exactly.
Yeah. Which if one of those breaks, you're going nowhere,
right?
Fuel filter,
because I mean, it does happen that you get into some bad fuel, and then you're on the side of the road, and it may, if a repair guy comes out to you, he may not have that fuel filter. Mm-hmm. So
right.
if you don't want to replace it yourself, if you have it. that guy that gets to you can get it replaced.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and that's our point. Now, I think, you know, knock on wood, I think I could replace a fuel filter thanks to the class we took.
From Freightliner.
Mm-hmm. From Freightliner and maybe even a serpentine belt. So most of the parts that we do have, I believe I could do in an emergency situation. But, yeah, I wouldn't go without those parts.
Yeah,
it gets more complicated as the years progress and newer equipment comes out. They get more involved.
Right.
And even with your engine diagnostics, even with our one-ton truck,
yeah,
they get more difficult to diagnose if you don't have the right tools to do it.
You're absolutely right.
And you're left with, well, it could be this, this, and you can't carry every spare part.
No,
it might
there's no
go
way.
Wrong,
no.
Obviously, but you sometimes you have to get it to someplace where they can read out the codes and diagnose what the vehicle's telling them.
Right.
Before they can even start figuring out what,
you're right,
how to fix it.
You're
which,
right.
That kind of leads us to why we bought a Freightliner chassis.
Right.
Because they have Freightliner shops everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
everywhere.
Just everywhere. So it's easy to find a shop if you need to do that and get it checked.
Right.
That's right.
So
let's circle back for a minute to your rig. What was it about? You said you did a lot of research before you picked this particular fifth wheel. What was it about this model that drew y'all to it?
I have wanted an island. I got my island.
Yes.
Yep.
The pantry, I actually have two. I've got one over here by the fridge. And then that's kind of those double doors or pantry for all
wow.
the canned goods.
That's
nice.
A lot
so, yeah,
of pantry.
Because I've only, in this pantry, it's got like three drawers down below, so I can't store like big stuff. Mm. But at least if I can put the canned goods in there, then I've got this for all the toaster and, you know, other stuff. And I've got a crock pot and Instapot down underneath with pots and pans. So
nice.
Lots of storage. And the bathroom has double sinks, so
oh,
I like that.
Very cool. And it's midship, basically, there for you.
Yeah, just at the top of the stairs. It had a king size bed, which we liked. It's a struggle changing the sheets, but
welcome to the RV.
Welcome to the RV world.
And it's a rear living.
Yes.
So
yes.
The windows back here are phenomenal.
Yeah. We really like that.
Lots of big windows.
It's kind of a challenge in the summer when it's really hot and having to keep the blinds closed because it does let in a lot of heat.
The one thing I wish we had was double pane windows.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
We didn't order this. We bought it off a lot. It had single pane windows. It, rarely do they have units on the lot, you know, with double pane windows. But it helps in the summertime to keep it cool and wintertime to keep the cold air out.
Yes.
We have found when we're up in Indiana, whenever it's cold, that 3M strip that you can put on the windows and shrink it down with the hairdryer, it really helps. It helps keep a lot of the cold out.
Oh, you're telling our secrets.
Hey, share and share alike. I've also got the little draft dodgers down there to put that down there to kind of help the sand from coming in so much. But
okay, so at the base of your slides, basically, on the inside.
That one's
makes
covered
sense.
Up with the carpet, so this is the only side I really need them on.
You see, with individuals, the ladies have their priorities for what they need to buy. And us.
Large closet, too.
Yes.
And us men, we have a separate section of our needs.
He gets
you
the
know.
Basement.
It's the storage capacity, you know. It's the cargo capacity, you know. Where's things centrally located? So, but the floor plan layout was basically for us too, you know, we wanted the rear living, but we also needed certain things. We wanted the dining table chairs.
Yeah, instead of a booth. Mm-hmm. This couch does fold out into a bed. It's not the most comfortable, but our son has come and stayed with us before, so that helps.
So that's good. Sure. So it works.
You only want him to stay for so long anyway.
It can only be so comfortable.
Right.
So that's awesome, and you've got a fireplace, and I love that on your island you do have a huge sink.
Huge sink.
I didn't think I was going to like it at first. I thought I wanted the individual, but at the farmhouse sink, I've got just a little small dishpan in there that I wash in and then rinse them on the other side.
Okay.
It works out. So but for the bigger things, like for washing the grates on the stove, it's great.
Yeah.
They fit down in there where I can really scrub them.
That is perfect.
So do y'all have a washer and dryer?
No. We have spots where they could be in the closet, but I'd have to give up all that closet space, and I can't do that.
It's up front in the front closet, but, yeah, it has the water lines there for it. And we thought about that, but then again, they do take up some weight. They do take up some space in the closet.
Yeah. Sure.
And we needed that closet space. Since we were going to be full timing, and we thought, well, we'll try it out this way, and we'll go to laundromats, and so far, a lot of the places that we've stayed, like here in Jamaica Beach, they got how many laundromats?
Oh,
here?
A bunch.
I think there's three of them here.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't really needed them.
And then there's one right here in town, like a mile away, you know, so yeah, you've got options. Yeah. So I was going to ask you how that was working out for you, but it's been okay so far.
Yeah, I know I read a lot of different things about the splendid washer and dryer combinations and all that kind of stuff, and maybe how they may not be, you can't do a lot of laundry at one time.
Right.
Right.
Like it takes all day to do the laundry.
Right.
And a lot of times, I mean, we try to keep our laundry up to date. I mean,
sure. You have to.
Don't let it pile up.
Right. Exactly.
But, you know, if you just go to a commercial laundromat here, they have big dryers, big washers. You can have it all done in
an hour and a half.
You'd be doing it all day long. Yeah, might cost you a little more to use a commercial laundromat, but we wanted to save space, save weight, and so far it's worked out.
Well, you know what? I think that's a great thing, especially for folks who are either just starting out or not traveling full time, or you're not really sure if it's right for you. If you choose an RV that has a space for it, and you know you can install it later without having to go through a lot of expense of the plumbing and
absolutely,
you know, the vents and all of that, if that's already there and you can choose how you use that space, you can start out like you guys did.
Right.
And if if 6 months in you decide, oh my gosh, I'm not finding laundromats I like or whatever, you can add it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great way to go.
What we didn't ask is this your first RV or did y'all RV before this, before you went full-time?
We've RV'd since shortly after we got married. After our son was born, we had a slide-in truck camper. He was a baby. Then we tin camped. Then we had a pop-up. Oh, we had an old carriage trailer that was really old, really heavy.
Believe it or not, we actually had an old Montgomery Ward's. It was a little pop-up tent camper.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you.
Nice.
And we actually took the kids to Washington, D.C. in that thing.
Well, wow. It wasn't as a camper then. We used it just as a little trailer to put our tent in.
We had the tent inside of it.
Yeah.
But
we even went up to Canada in that.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been camping ever since, we've been married 47 years, and we started camping soon after we got married.
But back from California.
We actually left camping for a while. The kids, you know, they grew up. They didn't want to do it anymore. They're off with their friends, right?
Right.
And so we got out of camping for a while.
And he bought a boat.
We won't go there either.
What you can't see is Tammy just.
What
you can't see is Tammy just rolled her eyes when she said that.
That was a 17-foot Sea Ray, and no, we won't go there.
It was fun for a while.
Yes, but
he would fish. I would read.
Yeah, ski once in a while, but it wasn't broke. But actually, when we were living in Austin, we decided that, you know, one of these days we knew that we wanted to get out and enjoy things. And so we decided to get back into camping again. And we ended up buying a small, 32-foot travel trailer.
Yeah, we imagine.
To start out with. Mm-hmm. And we could go weekends or long weekends. And we'd come down here to Galveston from Austin.
Nice.
That's nice.
And we used that really to segue into full-time. We would go in it and say, and it was a lot smaller.
Yeah, but it was the same basic setup. I mean, they had the couch and the love seat like this and the island. And it just, you know, on a smaller scale.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we decided that, we can do this. And then we started looking at what would be our full-time rig, and we ended up with this. I mean, when you're in this small, confining space, you have to really like each other.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That is true, yes.
You know, you're bumping into each other and all this kind of thing, but it was just not big enough or could haul enough things for us to go full-time in.
Right.
And
right.
so it was a way to try it out again.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, that's perfect. I'm glad this has worked out for y'all, you know, on your full-time journey so far. Now, what are the dimensions of this RV?
It's 37 foot. The height is 13.6.
Oh, so you're pretty tall.
Pretty mm-hmm. tall.
It's yeah. right at the limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to be very careful yes. where you go.
That's yes. to the front air conditioner, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were coming through one of them little bridges in Texas, and it said 13.7. I'm going, whoa.
we went through slow.
Real slow.
With the windows down to make sure we didn't hear any scraping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And hope they hadn't repaved lately.
Right. That's right. But it's 37 foot. It's 16,800 gross vehicle weight.
Okay.
With 4,400 pounds cargo capacity. And the pin weight on this thing is 3,600 pounds.
Wow.
Now, it's, you know, everything in the closet up there in the bedroom, you've got the bedroom slide, plus you got the king-size bed and the storage mm-hmm. underneath of it.
Sure.
Plus the whole closet.
Okay. So a lot of your weight rides up mm-hmm. front.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we try to keep it balanced. It's a fifth wheel, so it pulls a whole lot better than a travel trailer does.
Right.
The weight's over the bed of the truck, over the rear axle instead of behind it.
Sure, okay.
But, yeah, you have to watch the pin weight, and you just try to balance things out. But 3,600 pounds is quite a bit of weight for this type of fifth wheel.
Mm. Now, go ahead.
Oh, y'all, so you've been full-timing for, you said, about 4.5 years
yeah.
now?
Yeah, it was October of 2020. When I retired, that we went full-time.
That's what I was going to ask. So are you both retired now?
Yeah.
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 So what did y'all do previous to this?
I worked at a hospital up in Austin, St. David's Medical Center. I was a supervisor of sterile processing. We sterilized instruments for surgery.
Oh, wow.
I'd done that various in Ohio and Indiana and down here for over 30 years.
So, well, she followed me all over the place. When we were in the military, she followed me. And when I worked for a national cash register company back in those days,
NCR.
And they would move us around. And so we ended up in Dayton, Ohio for a while. And her career was gaining momentum. And they offered to move her to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
To move us free.
Wow.
To a supervisor position.
I got a bonus.
Yeah.
A lot more responsibility. And I said, well, you have followed me through my career. Now it's my turn to give back to
awesome.
You.
Awesome. That's a married couple there.
So they moved us, what was that, Tammy, 2004?
Three.
They moved us down to Austin, and I still worked for NCR for a while then. And so we lived up in Round Rock for the first year.
Yeah, just to kind of gauge around where we wanted to permanently move to.
Yeah.
And I had friends that lived in Cedar Creek, close to Bastrop, and we went to have dinner
beautiful
with them.
Beautiful area.
And we saw the house for sale. We said, that's a cute little house, and went up and looked at it. And it looked like a little ranch style in the front, and we walked out, and there was a whole other addition along the back.
Wow.
3,000 square foot
yeah.
house.
Nice.
Almost
still
2 acres.
Under construction, but, I mean, he had a good price, and he looked at it and said, you know, this would be a good investment. We had people that would come down and stay with us so they could have the whole front part of the house. We were in the back, and we'd meet
wow.
in the kitchen.
Perfect. So there
so
you
did
go.
So did you raise the kids mainly in Texas? Or
no,
where?
No. They were already out of the house by then.
Okay.
Our daughter
yeah,
was
yeah, we were empty nesters by that time.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And now you're empty nesters who've flown the coop.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
So where are some of y'all's favorite places that you've traveled to so far?
Yellowstone.
Oh,
yeah, Yellowstone's
yeah.
my top favorite. We loved it there.
I'm right with you.
Yeah.
That's my favorite as well.
There are so many places. It's really hard. You know, I was listening to your video the other day, all the places you went in 2024, and you just loved a lot of those places. But it's really hard to narrow it down.
It is,
yeah.
is
yes.
it?
Yep.
It's incredible, some of these places that you go to. That whole westward trip we took, you know, into South Dakota and in Montana.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just incredible through the Badlands.
Yes. Yeah.
Down
oh
through
gosh.
Idaho in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
We spent a month in Utah.
Yes.
2 weeks down in the southwest corner and 2 weeks up in the northeast corner.
And a month
corner.
Isn't near enough.
No. No. I could go back in a minute.
Yes.
We tried, you know, we went to all of the national parks in Utah. And then Actually, we took one trip to go to the north rim of the Grand Canyon while we were staying there in Utah.
So we were only 120 miles away. We said,
why not?
Might as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And another time we ended up going down to Monument Valley to the Navajo Indian Reservation.
Wow, nice.
And it, just each place that you go to is just incredible to go through. The history that's involved in it. I remember we were at the Little Bighorn.
Yes.
And I'm sitting up on the hill, and I'm looking down through the valley, and I'm thinking to myself, can I just imagine what this was like?
Oh, wow. And, you know, sometimes when I'm in a situation like that, I almost can hear what I think would have been, you know, at that time. You almost can visual. You really can visualize. It's like you're sucked back in time.
Exactly.
I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it, because when we were in Nebraska and we're going across an area that was a trail that the Mormons came across.
Yeah.
And the
Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail.
And California Trail.
And when you think of the sacrifice, we're nomads. They were nomads back in that day.
But but they didn't have the comforts we have.
They were taking a lot bigger risks than we are.
They might be starting out with all their stuff, but it's getting left along the way.
And
you want to talk weight capacity.
They were in a wagon that wasn't very comfortable.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, in the Mormons' case, they didn't have the money for animals. They were actually carrying their own wagons.
Yeah, they pulled their own wagons.
They pulled their own
wagons.
Unbelievable.
Oh, exactly.
But you know, you're right, though, Steve. I mean, what we have, when we started out on this full-time journey, I really thought, and I've said this before, but I really did believe that in 5 years, we'd be able to check off all of everything on our bucket list. Say we've been to all the states, you know, parts of Canada. We would have done everything and ready to do something else. And I don't know why I thought that, but I, you know, when you're living a more sedentary life and you're maybe traveling here and there, it seems possible. And maybe for some people it is, but for us, we have discovered that everywhere we go, even if it's just some place we're stopping for a couple nights just to break up the trip, there's something special about that place.
Exactly.
You know, there's some interesting story, or there's some museum that we didn't know about, or there's something. We found a national monument this year as we were traveling. We had no idea it was a national monument. How do we not know there's a national monument there? But that's happened to us many times.
That happened to us coming down from Tennessee this trip. What was the little town that we stopped at that had, I'm going to say this and forget where it was.
That happens too.
But that we only spent one night. We said we could spend a week here looking at different stuff.
Isn't that amazing?
Where you find the little local museums.
Right.
Or the cultural centers.
Yes.
Or a home that was, you know, on the National Registry now. And you look at those and you think, there's a lot of history in these little towns throughout America that you know nothing about until you happen upon them.
Right. Places you've never heard of, but then you think, my gosh, how have I never heard about this place?
Yeah. Well, and then I always like to get the story about the place. What made this place?
Absolutely.
Many of these places popped up because of the railroad and stuff, and then the highways, and then the highways changed, and they bypassed the little town, and they all have their story, and all of them have a big reason why America is what it is today.
Yeah.
And I love trying to find that.
You find these little places along your trips where you stop, and you talk to the people. We always like to talk to the local people, and even when we go out to have dinner at night, we try to have a conversation with the people to learn about their area a little bit. You find all kinds of fascinating things, and you think, well, why didn't it? It's like they need to have more communication.
Yes.
More advertising.
Right.
For some of these places, because there's a lot of these little places that people don't know the history there.
Well, and what find out too, what you're saying, and we like to ask a local, that's what we always like to say, ask a local. But people are friendly all over this country. You know, don't listen to the media and then try to tell us that we're divided. I don't see the division when we travel around. I mean, our country we've gotten along with everybody. This mm-hmm. lifestyle, it's been so wonderful to meet people from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Know, north, south, east, west, mm-hmm. yeah. all different nationalities.
We meet so many international travelers, mm-hmm. too. Yes. You yeah. know, as yes. we're stopping in a campground somewhere, or we're at a park, or we're just out exploring a town, we've met people from all over the world
yes.
who are doing the exact same thing we are.
We had a right. family from France came and had a picnic with us in Tucson, I think it was. We were sitting at a picnic yep. lunch, and they came up and asked if they could join us. We said, sure.
Wow.
She couldn't really speak English. Their daughter could, and the husband could a little bit. But, I mean, it was just fascinating. They were just over on vacation.
Nice.
So they just asked if they could join us. We said, sure.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's awesome.
Stacy and I, one time when we were up in Indiana getting some work done, it probably the same year we saw y'all mm-hmm. up there at Shipshewana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to Shipshewana to get all the shit you want.
I didn't know you needed it.
Yeah. That's right.
That is a fact. There's anything you never yeah. knew yeah. you needed, uh-huh. you can find there.
But yes. while we were up there, we went to a little park or whatever. It was a gristmill or something. Mm. And an Amish family.
Oh, it was a county park.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Amish
yep.
family came up in the buggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy gets out with it. He had several kids and mm-hmm. his wife.
They were on their way to a family gathering. Yeah. But, of course, they're traveling by horse and buggy, mm-hmm. so it's a long ride mm-hmm. for them. So they had stopped to let the kids kind of run off some mm-hmm. steam and everything.
And we sure. just sat there, and we talked to him for like 45 minutes.
Wow.
And it was a fascinating conversation. Yeah. And he told us, he said, oh, I wish we weren't going to this family gathering because we'd love to have you over for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
How fun would that
oh,
be?
Oh, gosh.
It would be great.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, again, it's just that we're all in this thing together, mm-hmm. and you really see community.
Yes.
You know, you really feel community when you have Absolutely. This lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people don't realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people ask us when we were even before we went full time, when we were thinking about it, when we were doing our videos about downsizing and everything, people were like, yeah, but aren't you afraid? I mean, we were from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
We lived our entire lives. We were both born in Houston. Mm-hmm. We lived our entire lives in Houston or Houston area mm-hmm. before we started traveling full time. And so, you know, they said, aren't you, you've got this community here that you've grown up in. Mm-hmm. Aren't you afraid of losing that sense of community?
Oh, God.
And what we have found is our community's only gotten a lot yes. bigger.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
You have your comfort zone that a lot of people don't want to give up.
Yes.
Right.
And their environment. But when you go out, and we have been welcomed every place that we go.
Yes.
And we've met so many wonderful people. Just the other day, it was the Christmas celebration here at Jamaica Beach. We sat down with a couple from Canada.
Okay.
No, that was a Thanksgiving. The one at Christmas, they were from New Jersey.
Okay.
Oh, but, different
yeah.
couple, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. yeah. Both nice.
They were going to, they in. Really, we were talking about where have they been and where they visited, and we found out that they had visited some of the same places we had been.
Wow.
Yes.
And they were in that, they were going down to Florida, but it was just nice to talk to another couple.
Yes.
From Canada, and we've met some from France, like Tammy was saying. And you never know who you're going to run into.
That is a fact.
Yes.
I mean, just so many wonderful people in these RV communities.
You're right. And you know what? Some of those people, so if you're in a campground or an RV park, you have an instant connection to whoever's parked around you because you already know you mm-hmm. have shared interests.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's different from in a sticks and bricks home. Okay, you have the shared interest that you live in the same area.
Yeah.
But other than that, you may have completely different interests and things to do and, mm-hmm. you know, how sure. you live your life and that type of thing. Here, everywhere you go, you are surrounded by people who you know have shared mm-hmm. interest in great amount. Mm-hmm. And no matter where they're from, mm-hmm. no matter where they've been, no matter where they're going, you immediately, you start your conversation at a higher level
mm-hmm.
because right. you already know you've got that in common.
Right.
And then you just never know who of those people you're going to continue to know mm-hmm. going forward and cross paths with multiple times mm-hmm. and sometimes not even planned.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're like, that rig looks familiar. Uh-huh. Oh, right. my gosh.
Yeah.
You know? you end up with really fast friends that you plan to meet up somewhere later.
Yes.
Right.
And now you have connections through the RV community that you can have meetups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that That's a nice segue, Steve. I appreciate it.
Right on cue.
Right on cue, because that's why, and Steve and Tammy are both part of our posse.
Yes, again, thank y'all for joining. Yep. We appreciate it.
And they were part of our original posse.
Yes, they were.
The day,
yep. Yes.
But we started this new posse for the community. Mm-hmm. That's what we wanted, because we wanted to try to get a tighter thing to where when we meet folks, we have a place where we're all together, mm-hmm. and we might be able to set up meetups mm-hmm. around the country,
yeah.
right?
In different places, or so we know where each other are from time to time, and a posse member may be in a place where you're going, and maybe you'll have dinner together or whatever, so we can have a stronger community.
Yeah. Well, they may have been someplace that you're going to, and they may tell you, hey, go check out this place.
Right. So or stay at this place.
Yeah,
or...
I think this new platform of yours is really going to be successful.
I hope so. Thank you.
It really seems like a community already, just starting out.
When we were building it, that's what we were hoping for. Mm-hmm. But you never really know. You've got what's in your head. Mm-hmm. And getting that to become a reality are two different things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that's why with this community, we made sure it was a community where we could have apps.
Yeah.
Right. So
yes.
we could have... an Android app or an iPhone app, because let's face it, we all communicate mm-hmm. on our cell phones now. Mm-hmm. We almost all have smartphones.
Yeah.
And it's, we wanted to make it easy mm-hmm. for people to communicate.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny. So as you're saying this, I'm getting notifications on my watch. When we have a new posse member join, we always do a welcome post mm-hmm. and everybody chimes in. Mm-hmm. And, I posted it this morning and Tammy was like, boom, she was
on my phone.
And as we're talking, I keep getting notifications from other posse members who are commenting and welcoming
that's awesome.
New member.
Yeah. So. Because it's a welcoming community and that's what we want.
Yeah.
Yes, we have unique videos on there that are not on YouTube, but we really didn't build it for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we're going to have that content, but we really built it for the community aspect of it. And it's kind of like Facebook, mm-hmm. but it's no ads, no distractions.
You've probably got more control over it.
We have more control.
We have complete control over it. Because this is a separate and apart, our own platform that we have built. Yeah. So, we like that control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, before we wrap up here, do y'all have big plans for 2025? Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Not yet. We talked about, we got to go up to Shipshawana.
Yeah.
And get the fridge worked on. And we need new furniture. That's what we have, the peeling plastic leather. So
you're telling all the secrets.
Well, it is what it is.
It's all friends.
Yes. But either from there, we may go, we first have to get up. Our granddaughter graduates in May in Ohio.
Oh, congratulations.
So we've got to get up there for that.
Yeah.
And then we'll head up to Shipshawana. May go up into Michigan. We haven't made those plans yet, because the trip that we had planned originally for last year was supposed to be going up into Michigan, up into Canada, coming down through North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, some of the states we missed when we were up there before.
Right.
And then Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah, he had gotten sick, was in the hospital a couple times last year, so he said, nah, let's just scrap that.
Yeah.
So we'll either plan that. We may be too late to plan it for this year. If not, we'll do it next year. But we'll be close enough to Michigan. We can get up to some of that.
Oh, sure.
Good.
And that is worthy.
Just
that
real
is
quick,
worthy.
Before we wrap it up, how do you handle health care on the road? That everybody always wonders.
We're both on Medicare, so that's one good thing. And then we've got an Advantage plan that helps out. And so far, we haven't had any issues with it. He's been in the hospital down here both times. Was in here in Galveston in February and then in Austin in June. And everything seemed to be fine. We were able to keep our same doctor that we'd had when we lived in the Austin area.
That's good.
So that's really good.
It's a Medicare Advantage plan that you can use no matter what state you're in.
That's awesome. Nice.
It's not an HMO.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So we can use it no matter where we are. And I ended up going to an emergency care place, ended up going into the hospital, two different hospitals, and they still don't know what's wrong with me, because Tammy always tells them what's wrong with me. But healthcare, really, seriously, is something you really have to put a lot of thought into.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, you don't have VA benefits?
No. I didn't retire from the military, but that was a big thing that we had to look into was, since we did travel a lot, mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. we can use it anywhere we go, and what's prescription,
right,
that kind of thing,
right,
and whether you use traditional Medicare, Part C and B, and then you get a drug plan and then a supplemental, and
right,
it's a big decision for everybody, and one plan won't work for everybody.
No, yeah. You're right.
That's why they have a lot you're of right. different mm-hmm. plans.
Yeah. And yeah. So far, it's worked out great that we have. So as long as I behave myself.
You've been watching your diet. It's been going well.
That's good. Steve looks good, by the way. I know you can't see him here, but he does. He looks very good.
Yes. So
thanks.
So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But you know what? That is part of the reality of this mm-hmm. lifestyle, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, it's not a magic cure-all. Mm-hmm. Things are still going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
You just, part of what keeps us young, I mm-hmm. think, mm-hmm. is that problem solving of, okay, I'm in this place, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and now this has happened, so how am I going to handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more challenging, you know, instead of being in a place that you're always familiar with.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially when it happens like 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning and it's Mardi Gras weekend.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Yeah, Mardi Gras weekend.
Exactly.
In Galveston.
But you know what? But yet, you're still doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You have to stay flexible. I mean, you have to really, you just take what comes your way. And like you said, you deal with it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have, like we talked about earlier, you're going to have mechanical issues mm-hmm. from time to time.
Right.
You're going to have things that happen. You're going to have weather that might disrupt your plans,
right. Yes.
or construction, or campgrounds not being what you expected, mm-hmm. or what have you, or health issues, and you just have to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's a decision on all of our parts constantly as, okay, is this still working for us? Do we still want to do it?
Right.
Sure.
And I think it says a lot for the lifestyle that so many of us still say, yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's just part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, the rewards of full-timing for us and traveling throughout the country and seeing the wonderful places that we have been to more than makes up for any kind of breakdown that we've had or even my little hospital stays. It's just worth it to get out there and say, my parents were never, ever west of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, they were born in the 1920s.
Right.
But for us to be able to spend all the time that we have out west and seeing all these beautiful places throughout this country.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's well worth it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, y'all have a little channel. Do you want to share that?
Yeah.
Your channel? I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, where can people connect with you or watch your adventures?
We do have a YouTube channel, and it mainly is so our family can keep up with us.
Yeah, I get that.
Where are they going today?
Yeah.
But it's T&S RV Adventures.
Yes.
And we put videos out there of the places that we go to once in a while, how we fix different things. But it's mainly about where we're going and what we're experiencing and the history of where we're at.
Yeah.
When we took a picnic, we took the ferry over to Fort Travis. We had a little picnic over there. And the history over there at Fort Travis here on the peninsula over there, I mean, it dates all the way back to the Civil War.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Which people don't think about when they think of Texas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've got some followers out there, but it's mainly for our family and friends back home.
Yeah.
To keep up with us. But, yeah, if you'd like to go out, T&S RV Adventures.
And I'll link it in the show notes so you can make sure to check them out. Yeah.
You can see us wacky old people.
You won't see me as much. I don't like to be on camera.
She hides. But, you know, in Bryce Canyon, I actually got her to go down into the bottom of Wall Street, the bottom of the canyon.
Wow.
You know, she was throwing darts at me. But I got her to take that trail down there.
Nice.
That's a wonderful place.
And we've not been there yet. That is still on our list.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's one of those places that we had reservations to go to a few years ago, and our plans changed, and so we didn't make it. But the nice thing about full timing is we always have time to go back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. For sure.
You know?
That's right.
So I'm going to watch that video before we go.
We didn't go running right down there or back up either.
Took several breaks along the way.
Sure, that's okay, but you did it.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and that's the important part. Mm-hmm. You know, you have done, when you did that, you have done what most people will never do in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and to me, that's another thing that's great about even extended travel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is you're getting off the couch at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And you are doing something that you might think is common.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, it might be common.
Yeah.
But it's really not.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like I say, we all, none of us know our end date.
Right.
No.
Not one of us. Mm-hmm. And, but when I check out of this place, I want her to know that I've experienced mm-hmm. life.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I've enjoyed every yeah. single day.
That's the way we are.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Well, guys, thanks so much for sure. joining us, sitting down, sharing your adventures. We
yeah.
really appreciate it. And thanks so much for being members of the posse
sure.
and helping us debug that and get it all going.
Sure.
And if you'd like more information on the posse, by the way, I'll also put a link in the show notes so you can come check it out. So thanks so much, Steve and Tammy.
You're welcome.
And we yeah. can't wait till the next time we cross paths again.
Absolutely. Right.
Until next time, y'all, thanks so much for joining us. Safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.